So Lucy, why are you running for school board?
Well, because I'm a parent, I'm a parent in the district. I have two kids who've gone through the East Attendance Area Schools. And for the past 17 years, I've been very concerned about different changes that have been happening in the schools, whether they're taking speech and language therapists out or cutting back on services for kids with learning disabilities or curriculum that doesn't really serve kids. I've worked with the board for over 17 years, and I finally concluded that if we want to change the schools, we have to change the board. We have to have a board that actually uses information to make decisions, that discusses things instead of entering into tirades against each other, and that spends time in committees actually going over what could happen to make the school the schools a better place within the resources that we have.
So what qualifications do you think you bring to the board, Lucy?
Well, outside of the 17 years that I've spent as a parent trying to work to make our schools better, I've worked at the University of Wisconsin-Madison for over 25 years. In the early 80s, I was sent to one of our most complex colleges to learn how the budget process worked. And since then, I have worked either in administration or I've run programs. I've had to write grants. I've had to manage budgets. I currently have to explain how the budget works for over half of the university. The college I work for, Letters and Science, has an annual budget of almost $280 million a year. We're over half the university, and we too have been dealing with cutbacks in funding for public education. I think that I have some skills and some resources and some professional experience that could really help the board in terms of decision making and looking at how we set priorities so that we preserve education.
Okay. So Lucy, what's the case for the voters? Why should we vote for you?
Well, because the person I'm running against has been on the board for 12 years. He's running for his fifth term. I believe that even under the best of circumstances, the voters need people who have fresh ideas. And I do think you get stale after a while. The current president of the board, Carol Carstensen, has served many terms, and she has said recently that she's run out of ideas. I think that sometimes when you run out of ideas, you need to bring fresh faces in and fresh ideas in. And so that would be one of my main arguments in terms of talking with people. It boils down to this very simply. If you are satisfied with the way our schools are going, if you feel comfortable with the direction we're headed in, if you think that our school board is asking the right questions and headed in the right direction, then you should vote for Juan. If you are concerned, as I am, that we have a changing demographics that we haven't begun to discuss. We've spent more time discussing live animals in the classroom than we have minority student achievement at a time when our schools really are seeing a surge in students from the Black, Latino, Southeast Asian communities. We need to talk about what that means, not because it's a bad thing, but because we have to make sure that we're reaching all of those kids, not just the ones we've always taught towards. We have issues with people leaving the district over whether or not the curriculum meets the needs of children who are way above average and children who are actually struggling with learning disabilities. It's not entirely clear who's being served. I've had parents say, well, what about the average child? And so obviously there are questions no matter what your child is. If you think that things need to go better, if we need to use our resources better, if you're concerned about requests for referenda when we don't put the whole budget on the table at budget time, then you need to vote for me because that's how it's going to change.
So what advice do you have, Lucy, for others who are thinking of running for a position like this?
That's a really tough question. And actually, there are some things that I had planned to say after the election. Coming into this, people have talked about why don't people want to run for public office, and I'm getting a real feel for it, and I have to say I'm disappointed. I had hoped that there would be a lot of interest about what's going on in our schools and a lot of interest in discussing the issue. What I'm finding is that on top of the incredible amount of money you need to raise if you're not accepting PAC money, which is my case, if you're not accepting money from political parties, which is my case, or the teachers, MTI voters, if you're in that position, first of all, you're raising tons of money. And that's not a bad thing necessarily, because that process puts you in touch with people who care about schools. What's been very disappointing is the low attendance at some of the forums. The people who show up at forum after forum after forum, they're not necessarily there because they're interested in schools. They're there because they are part of a group that is harassing the candidates. This has been going on for years. I hadn't realized that, to be honest. I thought, you know, the times I've seen it were unique, but they're not. And then the final thing is, in my case, I was hoping that the debates, the forums, would be an opportunity to really discuss the issues with my opponent, who's been in office for 12 years. Now, he has had a family tragedy. He recently lost his mother, but we are now entering a week where we'll have our seventh forum, and he will have been at exactly one forum since January. Now, that to me is a problem, and nobody seems to be picking up on it. The media is not covering the elections, and so I'm really concerned because, to me, the debate and the opportunity to vet the issues mm-hmm. with the public is exactly why we have elections, mm-hmm. and nobody's playing.
So how about turning to a bit of a different subject, our next generation? What career advice do you have for the kids that are in elementary, middle, and high school now?
Well, I'm a liberal arts major. I'm one of those people, I came to the university thinking I was going to teach children with, I wanted to work with kids with Down syndrome and other forms of cognitive delays. I ended up a liberal arts major. I found my passion when I had to take a history course to meet a requirement. And I worry that sometimes the career advice we give kids in our schools is very focused on you do X, Y, and Z, and then you get X career. That's not how it works in my world. And when I look at the people who graduate from my college with degrees in philosophy and music and bacteriology, what they end up doing really is very diverse. I'm a history major. I work in communications. I know philosophers who are vice presidents of corporations. I know bacteriologists who got law degrees and Spanish majors who are doctors. Mm-hmm. My advice to young people is find your passion, follow it, and then see what that leads you to in terms of your life career. And you may change careers two or three times, but follow your passion.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Lucy.
Thank you, Jim.
All right.